And welcome back to the Neutral Zone. As always, I am Tyler Gallo.
And I'm John Hanna.
And we are back here on Monday, September 9th. We are into the thick of September.
It's just barely a weekend.
Yeah, just barely a weekend, but we're getting
it's not
going.
Thick.
The thick of September is like the real nitty gritty of it. And unfortunately, we don't have a show on September 21st, so we can't use the song September as an intro song. We can still do it. It's on the 23rd.
Just tweet it out. Just tweet out the video.
I will. All right. Well, speaking of which, the intro song today was Superstition by Stevie Wonder. A great song. One of the all-time classics. And we've got a question of the day. Have you ever had a superstition? Well, for me, not so much a superstition as more of a routine. Sort of when I'm on the ice and I'm taking a face-off, I sort of like I do a weird, like, you know how some players, like Nomar Garciaparra, would always fix his gloves when he would – like take a pitch. Well, sort of I stretch out my arms, like hit my head with my stick, and then I get ready for the face off. But yeah, not really a superstition. I mean I have done stuff like I've worn the same socks sometimes when I'm doing well, but like other than that, not really. What about you, John?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
No superstition whatsoever. All right. Well, that was quick and to the point. So we will get right into some baseball news.
Well, breaking news as of yesterday, this is on the bottom of it, but the Red Sox fire their president, Dave Dombrowski.
Yeah, Dave Dombrowski. And they didn't even have an exit press conference about him. That's like the equivalent of your girlfriend breaking up with you over text.
Excuse me. It's the equivalent of what the Panthers did to Gerard Gallant a couple years ago.
Exactly. I mean, that's like
they had him take a taxi from the arena. They couldn't even give him the decency to take him in a team bus.
That's like making him get an Uber. But it's also like having your girlfriend break up with you over text and then never seeing her again. Yeah, that's a big news. I mean, Dombrowski sort of built this team, and the Red Sox in the last 21 years, the Yankees have not changed their GM. The Red Sox have changed GMs 9 times in the last 20 years. And the crazy thing is both teams have won 4 championships in those last 21 years.
I think Dombrowski was
on his way out.
I think he was more of a scapegoat, to be like.
Yeah, a lot of the.
I mean, it's just because they're underperforming this year. I mean, with the talent they have, they should be right up there with the Yankees. But
their bullpen is just atrocious.
Yeah, they just had a bad, bad, bad year.
Yeah, so. I mean, their offense is amazing. Mm-hmm. I mean, Betts, Martinez, Bogarts, that's a very envied offense. Their pitching is not up to snuff. I mean, their starters, they've been middle of the road, but their bullpen has just been terrible. Like,
yes.
One of the worst in the league. Nationals, Washington Nationals are the worst in the league, but the Red Sox may be the worst in the AL. I haven't looked at that, but yeah, so it is really bad, and it's evident every game they play. They're getting to the point where they have to outscore the bullpen.
I know.
Which is really annoying.
And then some other news, Javi Baez, extended period.
Yeah, he's going to miss. I got to look up what – can you look up what injury it is?
Because
he might miss the rest of the regular season, which is a big hit for this Cub team that's in the thick of the wild card race and trying to hold on.
Thumb injury.
Yeah, thumb injury. He just got – I mean, the Cubs just lost 3 of 4 to the Brewers at Milwaukee, so it's gonna be rough without one of the most exciting players. I mean, I don't like him too much because I feel like he is a bit smug out there, thinks he's better than the game. But even though the Cubs are still gonna be starved for talent at that shortstop, I heard because Addison Russell also out. We will not talk about him because he is the worst human being ever.
Concussion protocol.
Yeah, he got hit in the face with a pitch. I'm not saying that's a bad thing because it's Addison Russell, but.
Chicago Cubs, according to ABC7 out of Chicago, promoting infield prospect Nico Horner.
Yeah, that's
and he's done pretty well in 70 games with Double A.
Oh, it's in Double A. At least it wasn't Triple A because all the numbers in Triple A are inflated with the balls they're using.
Double A, Triple A, 70 games, .284, 3 homers, 22 ribbies, and a .344 on base percentage.
Not bad at all. That's
former first round pick in 2018.
Yeah, so. that's a good clip, and a guy they need to step up down the stretch, especially with the injuries happening to their roster right now. I mean, I'm not saying the Addison Russell hit in the face thing was bad because of what he did, but it's also bad to see. But if it happens again, I won't be angry about it. All right, well, and the Arizona Diamondbacks are blistering hot right now. They've got a borderline MVP candidate in Ketel Marte, who's just carrying their roster right now. He's a guy that's not being talked about. If you pull up his stats right now and take a look at what he's doing, a real breakout season. And this may have to do with the juice ball and stuff like that.
Still,
but
also, by the way, you said on the rundown Arizona is hot. I would like to point out Arizona is also hot. It's currently 96 degrees in Phoenix.
Yeah, good luck if you're a team in Phoenix. I don't know how.
I just wanted to Google that. See what it was. 96 is what, like 60 here in Pittsburgh, 65.
Yeah, it's like perfectly cool weather here in Pittsburgh. And but yeah, if you pull up the stats for Ketel Marte, I mean, he's just been off the charts good for the Arizona Diamondbacks. You're really the linchpin of their offense this season. He's hitting he's second in the NL in batting average behind Anthony Rendon. If I pull up his stats right here, God bless Baseball Reference. Hitting .330 with 32 home runs. He's had 178 hits, what's top in the league, 91 RBIs, and just been really carrying Arizona right now. So, and he's been the main reason. I mean, Eduardo Escobar is having a really good season. Wilmer Flores has picked it up over the last couple of weeks for these Diamondbacks. They could take this wild card once again. They've been in the wild card before. They could do it again. And speaking of the NL West, the Dodgers are, their division magic number is two.
Two.
In the first week of September, it's two.
Two.
It just goes to show you how good this team has been this year. Really haven't hit a slump at all this season. I mean, they did get crushed by the Diamondbacks, but Diamondbacks are crushing everybody. And the Mets failed to take advantage of the Cubs losing 3-4 to the Brewers. But, yeah, the NL wild card is very much up for grabs right now. You got, like, six or seven teams vying for that spot that could theoretically get it. New York, Arizona, the Cubs, the Brewers, the Phillies, the Nationals. Those six teams are the teams that are in discussions for that. So keep an eye on this. This is going to be a good race the rest of the year. And by the way, the Mets start a four-game series at home against Arizona starting tonight. I mean, this is the series of the season for the Mets right now. Who would have thought that this would be one of the biggest series of the season late in September?
Nope, no one would have thought that.
Yeah, so Mets-Arizona, Wilmer Flores returning to Citi Field. I forgot to put the tonight's games on there, but that's okay. And then speaking of the Brewers, Christian Yelich joined the 30-30 and 40-30 clubs. Is he a back-to-back MVP?
I think so. Who's the last?
Trout.
Yeah, that's right, Trout.
Besides Trout, I'm not sure, but oh my God, he is on fire. Yelich, he's just basically just sticking up the middle finger to the Miami Marlins for getting rid of him. I mean, yeah, he was always a really solid player in Miami. 280 guy, hit maybe 20 home runs a year. He just elevated his game since joining the Brewers. Yeah. And he's been the guy that's saved their season, pitching aside. They've had terrible pitching this year. Yelich has been the guy that's been there day in and day out for this team. And I think he's back-to-back MVP. And then, like we said, the Sox fired Dave Dombrowski, which was big news last night as we were putting together this document. So we will get into the scores right now. Texas walloped Baltimore 10-4.
That's not the wallop, though. We'll get that.
Yeah, we'll get to the wallop, almost football score in another game. Cincinnati won 4-3 over Arizona. The Phillies beat the Mets 10-7. Tampa Bay beat Toronto 8-3. In the game of the series of the year, probably, Miami shut out the Royals 9-0. Like, this game has World Series implications here. Marlins Royals.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Almost as much as a Detroit-Baltimore game.
Yeah, exactly. And then the Nationals beat the Braves 9-4. St. Louis beat Pittsburgh 2-0. And then, rest in peace to the Seattle Mariners. They lost 21-1 to the Houston Astros. This may be the biggest score we've had on our podcast yet. Just an absolute – I mean, in the spirit of the football season starting – Houston scored 3 touchdowns. I mean, just an absolute murder at the hands of the Seattle Mariners. And
yes,
have they thought of the children? I mean, good Lord. It's just juiced ball, yeah, but 21-1 is nothing to sneeze at.
No, it's, I mean,
Who's stopping the Astros come playoff time? The Yankees? Maybe. Yankees don't have the pitching to keep up with the Astros. The Astros are the most complete team going into the playoffs, I feel. They have a great rotation. They've got a great lineup. I mean, they don't really have any flaws, and I think they could get another World Series this year. They're my favorite out of the AL. Obviously, the Mets are my favorite out of the NL, but they have no chance unless they sweep the Diamondbacks. And then 5-2, Cleveland beat Minnesota. That's a big series. They're battling for 1-2 in that division.
Yes, they are. Minnesota recently set the home run record.
Yeah, big time. And we were going to have this clip in, but I decided not on it. Mitch Garver had a huge home run the other night in that series to give Minnesota the win. I think Minnesota is 4 or 5 games up right now, but big series at the hand. I think Cleveland gets a wild card either way. The White Sox beat the Angels 5-1. Milwaukee beat Chicago 8-5 in a big game. And then 3-1 the final in Oakland as Oakland beat the Detroit Tigers 3-1, ensuring that the Tigers have 100 losses, the first 100. Team to that this season. Just think of how far this team has fallen. And when they went to back-to-back World Series, was it?
Even a team like the Royals has also fallen quite off the cliff.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't repeat. They didn't even come close to repeating after they won the World Series. But 100 losses for Detroit. Who would have thought they would be the first team to 100 losses this year? Everyone's like, the Orioles, the Marlins. But Detroit, first team to 100 losses. Baltimore is not far behind. And that AL Central division minus the Indians and the Twins is just garbage. The White Sox, Royals, and the Tigers are terrible. I think the Tigers are like 40 games out of first place right now. I mean, that's how bad they are. The Dodgers shut out the San Francisco Giants 9-0, shrinking that magic number down to 2. San Diego beat Colorado 2-1, and in the Sunday night baseball game, the Yankees crushed the Red Sox 10-5. What's new? The Yankees crush everybody.
Yes, especially the Red Sox.
Especially the Sox. Go Sox. They are not making the playoffs this year, sadly.
The Sox have no pitching.
They do not. All right. Well, we will move right on to hockey. Couple of signings. Hockey news. We didn't have any last week, and we are back, ladies and gentlemen.
Jake Gardner signs in Carolina after a long, long free agency period. Great deal for the Canes.
Yeah, that's $1 million a year. That's not bad at all.
No, it's 4.05.
Oh, four per year? I mean, yeah. Not for a good defenseman like Gardner. Not bad.
4 years, 4.05 per.
And then he finally signed. Marin will like this news. Returning to San Jose, Mr. Joe Thornton, Jumbo Joe, for a year, $2 million. I mean,
I'm surprised Patty hasn't signed.
Yeah, that's what Marin was telling me. He said no Patty yet, and I think, wouldn't it be great for them to go out together?
Yes.
I mean, they played pretty much their entire careers together.
Somebody's not going to be there.
Yeah.
He's going to be in Dallas.
Don't say that too loud.
Dallas! And then the first of the big RFAs to fall, Zach Werenski, 3 years at $5 million. That's a great deal. Werenski's a good defenseman.
Werenski's a very underrated player.
He's in Columbus. A lot of players there get quite overlooked.
Yeah, well, especially since they have no future, so they have to build around these guys now.
Yeah.
They traded away their entire draft position for 2020. All right, and then the prospect turn is underway, which is officially saying that training camp is soon.
Yes.
And NHL is soon.
So, first off, there was a one between Buffalo, New Jersey, Boston, and Pittsburgh up at the Harbor
Bunch
Center.
Of random teams.
No, not really.
I mean, two teams from each Eastern Conference division.
Yeah, but it's not really random because Buffalo and New Jersey, well, those two are, but Buffalo and Boston, longtime rivals. Buffalo and Pittsburgh, Jason Botterill was a former assistant GM.
Pittsburgh and New Jersey are somewhat rivals there.
Yeah. So, I don't know. But a couple games. Buffalo beat New Jersey 6-4. Buffalo beat Boston 4-3. Pittsburgh beat New Jersey 2-1. New Jersey beat Boston 3-2. And Buffalo lost to Pittsburgh today 6-4.
So, yeah, a lot of games in that series. It was a good little tournament. And then there's is there another one in Traverse City?
Yes, which is like the big, big one. It's up in Michigan. Dallas beat Minnesota 2-1. New York lost to Columbus 6-2. St. Louis lost to Toronto 6-2. Chicago beat Detroit 5-4 in OT. Toronto beat Chicago, this is the next day, 6-3. Detroit beat St. Louis 7-3. Columbus beat Minnesota 3-2 in OT. And New York beat the Dallas Stars 7-4.
Notable teams. There's a lot of teams that are not in these tournaments.
I think they have their own little ones. I don't know. I think Florida's having one with Tampa, Carolina, but who cares about any of those teams?
Yeah, but hockey's getting back into the swing of things.
Yes, it is.
And now, less than a month until hockey action. And the Sabres will be in Pittsburgh in the first week of the season. I don't think John's going, but
I have no money to go.
John has no money to go, but he would like to go.
Yes. And all now right. It's time for everybody's favorite segment, except for people with, I don't know, weird tastes. It's clips.
Let's get right into the clips, ladies and gentlemen. So Yelich hit a walk-off, I think, single or something that dunked off of Kyle Schwarber's glove. Let's take it right to that. Brian Anderson on the call.
Game, ninth inning. And Yelich down the left field line. Schwarber on the run. Can't get it. Bounces off the wall. Here comes Austin. And he's going to
So, I mean, that stadium was rocking.
Yes,
so, there's nothing like quite like September baseball, I'll tell you that. Milwaukee is just very hype. That was loud. Christian Yelich, what more can we say about this guy? I mean, good Lord, he's just having a season for the ages. Another one. So back-to-back MVPs for that man. And then we got last night, Aaron Judge cleared the Green Monster.
The Monster.
The Monster.
Oh, yeah, the Monster.
He cleared it. Big time. Big home run over the Monster. Here we go.
Aaron Judge leads things off in the fifth. Oh, with a big drive out to left toward the Monster, and that one ain't coming back. The Yankees home run barrage continues.
Monster.
He murdered that baseball. Oh, my God. And Alex Rodriguez put it perfectly. Whoa! That's what was my reaction to seeing this home run.
Aaron Judge, the monster.
Yeah,
Aaron Judge clears the monster.
He got a home run big time, and the Sox lost to the Yankees.
Okay, Sam Anthony.
All right, and then Jack Hughes scored his first goal against the Buffalo Sabres.
They still lost the game.
It's a prospect tournament.
They still lost the game. Exactly, so his goal doesn't count.
Yeah, but it's first overall picks, first goal in a Devils uniform. It's good to see. A little bit of a short clip here.
Speaking of the draft, can we all agree? I know you hate the player, but whatever his name is.
Has he picked his number yet?
Yes. Number 45, which makes him the best 45 in New York Rangers history.
I mean, he doesn't have much competition in that.
If you want to pull up the clip, I'll pull up who wore number 45 real quick. Pull up the Jack Hughes clip.
Oh, the Jack Hughes clip. Here we go. It's a bit of a short one. Hold on a second. Give me a second.
Rolling the puck. It's taken away by Asplund. His pass in front. Hughes with a shot. And he scores.
Yeah, very short clip there. First goal for Jack Hughes in a Devils uniform. Hopefully it's the first of many. People are saying he's too short. He can't succeed in the NHL. But he made that goal look a bit effortless.
Yes.
I mean, he just turned around, fired right in.
It was a prospect goalie too, but, you know.
goal's a goal. I mean, that one looked very, very effortless. So,
would you like to hear the number 45s in New York Rangers history?
Sure. I think I know a couple.
Okay. Who's the ones you know?
Oh, I'm going to go through them and then I'll.
Dale Perrington.
Yeah, that was who I was thinking of.
Steve Valiquette.
Okay.
Dmitry Kalinin.
All right.
Jody Shelley.
Oh, Jesus.
Chris Newbery. Aaron Asham.
Aaron Asham, Devil's legend.
James Shepard. And most recently, Magnus Helberg.
Wow.
Who I have heard of before.
What a cast and crew right there. Yeah, Capo Caco, if he scores one goal, will be better than all those guys.
I mean, just don't tell, don't tell Aaron Asham that because he will beat you up.
He will beat you up. One of the last remaining fighters in the league. All right, and then
other news:
the lone scorigami in the league. Sorry, Dad. The Dolphins.
Dolphins. The Dolphins are terrible.
And speaking of which, yeah, sorry, Dad. My dad's a huge Dolphins fan, but probably not after this season. Multiple players apparently requested a trade after the game. They already know the ship is sinking fast in Miami.
I mean, but one thing Baltimore did, which I don't. While they were up, 30-something points, they ran a fake punt. Do you remember that?
I didn't see that.
Oh, but yeah, they ran a fake punt. Baltimore beat Miami in Miami 59-10.
Oh, my goodness.
So, is Miami going to be the team to go 0-16 since Detroit did it in 08?
No, they're going to go 1-15.
The Browns, excuse me.
They're going to go 1-15 like they did in 2007.
Actually, they're going to go 2-14. You know why? You guys play the Jets twice.
Yeah, that's true. The Jets stink. Yeah, well, notice that our podcasts have not had anything today that has been a segment going on since last year. Yost Bomb, he has not come in yet.
I don't know where he is.
I don't know. Is he okay? I think. Oh, is that him? Yeah, here he comes. Here comes Luke Yost. I had to text him.
Coming? Okay. Well, yeah. Okay.
Wearing the Miami Marlins hat, by the way.
Yes, and Andrew Ostrowski is also maybe coming in. I'm not entirely sure. All right. Let's see what he does. He's trying to open the door, and he is failing. Tyler, you want to get that for him real quick? And welcome back, Mr. Luke Yost.
Marlins hat on. What has he got to say? What has he got to say today? Here we go.
We were just talking about how the Dolphins are terrible.
Yeah, I don't care. First of all, they don't want me back here because they locked the door on me and never let me in. What are we talking about today?
We were just talking about
I don't care. Listen. Ravens are winning the AFC North. It's already guaranteed. Browns look like trash. They're going to keep looking like trash. Steelers might win 7 games this year, tops. Hey, you don't know. Cincinnati might win the division. I don't know. But the Ravens right now are the best team in the league. Number one. Number two. Patriots aren't winning down the stretch. And Antonio Brown's going to be a problem for the Patriots organization. He'll be gone 3 weeks.
Wow. 3 weeks.
1, 2, 3.
Hey, Alexa, set a reminder for 3 weeks. Luke Yost is wrong. But
He just backtracked on one of his old predictions, by the way.
No, he said Browns are winning it.
Yeah. And
yeah, he did.
He said the Browns are winning the AFC North, and then now he's saying the Ravens are winning the AFC North.
I don't think he knows quite remember what he's talking about. But
well, one of these days we're going to compile the list of all the predictions he's had and see what his record is, because he's been pretty good.
The one that I feel like is most likely is the Antonio Brown one.
Yeah.
Because I don't like that. It's
he might figure out a way to crumble the Patriots from
how
within.
Is there no like? Because you heard about Antonio Brown, right?
Yeah.
Well, he wanted. He
oh,
met,
of course I've heard about
yeah,
this guy.
He met with a social media manager to figure out how to quit. How is that not, like, collusion or anything? I'm
yeah,
sorry.
That goes against, like, the ethics of the league.
Yeah. I don't know. But anyway, card of the day. You want to take it over from
yeah.
here?
Yeah.
Be honest, I've never heard of this dude.
Oh, well, you should have because, I mean, probably. He's a very underrated player. My dad will know this guy. 2003 Finest, number 46, John Olerud. These cards are... These finest cards.
I like this.
The finest cards, all time have been pretty nice. They're like glossy stock and they're shiny. That's the big thing about them, and they're a bit more upper class than the actual cards that have been released. But
well, to be fair, he quit in 2005. I wasn't really watching baseball back then.
Well, I've heard of this guy because he played for the Mets, but John Olerud, 1989-2005, a very long career. With Toronto, the Mets, Seattle, the Yankees, and Boston, he is depicted on Seattle in this card. I want to know if my friends know about this guy before they look him up. I want to see if my friends Marin and Chad know about this guy. They better text me about this.
And I do like about him, like this card, because he's with the Mariners. I'm not sure if it's just because of that, but the background with all the hexagons is...
Yeah.
Is that because he's with the Mariners, or did all of them have...
I think all of them look like that year. I have a couple of those cards. They look cool, yeah.
Speaking of cards, you want to talk about the present I got?
Oh, yeah. John got me a complete set of 1988 tops for $4.
You know what it's complete with?
What?
Still has the bubblegum in there. From
oh, jeez. Oh, man.
And Tyler will be eating some of that on the podcast.
No, God, I will not.
Yes, he will.
Career 295 hitter with 255 home runs, 2,239 hits, and 1,230 RBIs. One of the best players we've had on this card of the day segment.
At least, I mean, the best that we had this year, because who did we have last time?
Brandon Saad, we've had Austin Hedges, yes, and we had somebody else.
I think it's just those two.
Yeah, just those two.
This is our third episode, right?
He won a batting title. Oh, yeah, 1,230 RBI. He won a batting title in 1993 with the Jays, hitting .363, .473, .599 with 54 doubles. That is a lot.
54.
And I think he had an even 200 hits that year. Rarity in this day and age. But, yeah, 2-time World Series champ, won it back-to-back with Toronto in 1992 and 93. 3-time Gold Glove winner at first base. He's the Mets' single-season batting average leader when he hit .354 in 1998. And an interesting fact about him, he wore a baseball helmet at all times, including in the field, because he had a brain aneurysm in college, sort of protecting his head from it.
Oh.
So one of the few players to do that. And, this story is hilarious. So in Toronto, you know, classic Ricky Henderson story, right? So he sees him, and he's like, Ricky's like, you know what? We had a guy in, I think they were reunited on the Mets. He's like, you know what? We had a guy in Toronto that wore a helmet just like you. And he's like, Ricky, that was me.
Ricky.
Ricky Henderson.
Henderson was not all there.
No, he wasn't. What a guy.
Great baseball player, just not quite all there.
The man of steel. That's what they call him, because he stole more bases. I saw a thing where if a player stole 60 bases or 62 bases for the next 22 years, he would still have less stolen bases than Ricky Henderson.
Wow.
In his career. Yeah, that's just how many steals he had in his career. SB Nation is a really good video on him if you want to watch it. But yeah, that's all we got for you today. We might have more next week as the
hockey season starts to hopefully start and the RFA dominoes maybe fall.
Yeah, and then news from the Devils. Pavel Zacha signed agreed to terms with KHL team. I forget which team it is.
It's Avangard, I believe.
Avangard. Yeah, and Ray Shiro had some choice words about that one. We won't get into that. He dropped a few expletives in there. But he said he didn't really care that he signed with them. They have his rights, so they can do whatever he wants with them. But apparently he is just full of displeasure with being on the fourth line. But you're blocked by Nico Hischier and Jack Hughes, who are two really good players, and you haven't really proved yourself in the NHL yet. So it's time to step it up for Pavel Zacha.
Also, would you like to know on Yahoo Sports, would you like to know who Pavel Zacha's agent is?
Who?
I'll give it, former NHL player, complete bust.
Oh, is it a recent guy?
First overall pick in 99.
Oh, Patrick Steffen.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's why he thinks he's better than he is. But, yeah, that's all we got for this week. A little bit of a better week than last week. We got more stuff to talk about. Next week, baseball season, the division races and the wild card races may come into shape by next week in the next 7 days. So stay tuned. And, as always, interact with us on Twitter. We want to talk to you guys at NeutralZoneRMU. Follow us if you listen to this. If you liked it, share it to your friends. We need to get more listeners out here. All right. And
if you don't like it, well then,
why are you listening?
Yeah, why?
All right, as always, Tyler Gallo
and John Hanna
for you here. We will see you next Monday.